And joining us on the line right now is Shadow Stevens, a legend in the broadcast biz. We have a number of people who have actually written us questions for you, and very well recognized as the former host of American Top 40 and the current announcer on the Late Late Show with Craig Ferguson. He's got a new children's book out. We're going to talk about that, but first, let me ask you a couple questions, Shadow. How are you, and welcome to the program.
I'm quite excellent and getting better with every breath.
There you go. Let's first ask you a question about were you actually in Boston as a WRKO jock at one point?
I was. It was my first, big success story.
Yeah, and now, did you know a guy named Roger Allen?
I know the name Roger Allen, but I can't say I really knew him.
He was the news director over there. Yeah, he was actually my teacher in college.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How terrific. I knew I was more friendly with the other disc jockey.
Right. Dale Dorman, I remember, is one of them.
Dale Dorman, yeah, J.J. Jeffries.
Yeah. It's interesting. It was a great time for radio.
Yes, it was. It was a very exciting time. We ended up with 33% of the listening audience, 12+.
Hmm. Yeah.
It was the big time, and it's what got me to Los Angeles.
Yeah. What else did people actually wanted to know about, a little bit about, someone said, do you still have the puppet from the Federated commercials?
I do. I have the puppet, and I had another puppet made at the same time that looked like my wife, and they sit on the staircase of our house, arm in arm.
There you go. So Adam got his...
like he's been homeless for about 10 years.
Adam got his answer, and Peter got his answer, and Amy wanted to know a little bit about Hollywood Squares. Any remembrances from the show?
Hollywood Squares is one of the great eras of my life. I totally enjoyed it. The toughest part of the job was putting together five different clothing options that I would wear, because you would shoot five shows in a day. Over the weekend, it would be Saturday five shows, Sunday five shows. So that was as tough as it got. They go in and they would tell you what the questions were.
Now, what led you to write a children's book?
I've written several children's books. The first one to come out is called The Big Galoot. It's the story of bullying, believing in yourself, and never giving up. And the story is basically like a Dr. Seuss story written to be read out loud. And it's the story of Warren Galoot, who goes to Middleburg School, where all the kids get along. And he has size 42 hands. And all the kids laugh at him, and then they make fun of him. And he says through it all, I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up. And he never does. They go on a field trip into the mountains, and in the middle of the field trip, a storm breaks out, and the kids are running for their lives, and the wolves are howling, and the thunder's cracking, and the kids are terrified, and the big galoot keeps stepping up time after time, trying to save the day. Never quite does, but in the end, ends up being a hero, because he never gives up, and the kids want to be like him. It's a happy ending.
Hmm. First copy that came off the press actually generated $10,000 for charity.
It did, and it quite surprised me. It was called World Children Relief, and there were two books that we put out. We did a limited edition hardcover. Like, one is the regular big Dr. Seuss size, and then the other was a limited edition, collector's edition. So the first one of the collector's edition was offered for sale at this fundraiser for World Children Relief. And somebody believed it was going to be a classic someday and wanted the first copy and paid $10,000 for it. It seemed like it was going to be, the beginning of, like symbolic of, our great days to come. Those days apparently are now, because it just came out on iPad and Kindle Fire. And the iPad version is really quite wonderful. I think it's really easy to get. You just go to the iTunes store, go to books, and download it onto the iPad. And it comes complete with a narration and sound design. designed so when the wolves howl and the thunder cracks, you can hear it, you know, come off the page. And as I do the narration, as each word is said, it's highlighted on the page so kids can watch the words come to life as the story is being told. And each page is its own kind of little cliffhanger. It really works beautifully.
Sounds pretty good. Unfortunately, I haven't seen a copy of it, but it sounds like a cute book. And you have a trilogy coming out as well, a children's trilogy?
Well, the first book that I wrote is called The Button-Sided Hooey, and it's because I dreamed the idea. And and I started writing it, and it became this epic three-book kind of trilogy, all written in verse, but a chapter book for kids, which nobody publishes. So in order to get a success story that would lead the way so that I could do that book, I wrote The Big Galoot. So if the Big Galoot catches on and finds traction, then I'll be able to fund the publication of my big project, The Button-Sided Hooey.
I got it. Okay. Now, you started your career with Steve Allen, right? A legend in TV.
Well,
your television career, I'm talking about.
Yeah, my first television career, when I came to Los Angeles, I was hired as his sidekick and announcer, kind of the Ed McMahon of his show. And that, you know, was really, I was really out of my element. I was like 22 or 3 years old. And I could say, ladies and gentlemen, Steve Allen, you know, with great conviction, but there was one of the legends of all time was an incredible talented musician and writer, comedian, and sang really well. And I'm sitting there sweating. I was like,
wow.
Whoa. I think we're being contacted from another planet.
I believe we are. But I just wanted to let people know how they can get the book.
You just go to the iTunes store, to Books, Download. And downloads right into your iPad, into iBooks. And it comes up on the page. It's really quite simple, easy to do. It's $4.95, costs next to nothing. And what a delightful gift idea for the holidays.
And the perfect voice to do it as well. I got to tell you, I was a big fan of the Midnight Special, so I remember that one pretty clear.
Hey, you know, I was hired to do that. And I was working at a radio station in Los Angeles, and here was this new show, The Midnight Special, was coming along. And they hired me. I had a contract, a signed contract. And the week that I was supposed to do the first show, I went to the manager of the radio station and I said, this great news, I'm going to be doing television. I've got this new show. It's about rock and roll. And he said, well, you got to decide who provides your bread and butter. Is it radio or is it? And he basically said I had to make up my mind whether I wanted to stay at the radio station or do television. So I had to bow out of the Midnight Special.
Wow.
They were to shoot the first one. And they got Wolfman Jack that night. And he went on to do it for the next 8 years or something.
Hmm.
Yeah, one of my sad stories.
I guess. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming on the program. I really enjoyed talking to you.
Well, and you too, and have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Take care.
All right,
bye-bye.